The article that I found was a really excellent example of how vision requires controlling the definitions. And controlling the definitions requires a vision, you know, that sort of closed world, self-reinforcing world of power has to refer to itself continually. And what Bentham was concerned about, and Plato as well, is that power flies in its day, which is why they wrote, seemed by their lights to be flying blind. It's like, dude, where are you going? You don't know. You have no idea. Where's your compass? And so Plato set about making that compass. And then Bentham realized, oh my goodness, they forgot. Nobody reads this guy anymore. I bet I can stamp, put my name on all these ideas, rewrite them, rename them, and I'm a genius. I'm sorry, I may not be being fair. But on just my cursory look, it seems that's what's going on. Otherwise, why not credit the dude? You learn from him, albeit pretty demonic knowledge, but I can't find a better word than that for a manual on trashing your brothers and sisters most efficiently and effectively. How do you do that? Here it is, right there, save time. And it means that that vision gets passed because, you know, they protect these ideas, obviously, and pass them on and pass them on. I believe I've encountered some young people today who've been duped by these ideas. And since I don't recall being trained in Bentham or Plato, it is in these elite institutions or some perhaps shadow institution that I'm unaware of where some of these young people are getting misled. But anyway, the article is called Tunisian Revolution is Work in Progress. It's a joint effort by Lindsay Benstead, Ellen Lust, and Dafer Malouche. The subtitle says, survey shows fight for Tunisia's future is through politics and economic growth. If you're worried about something, hey, redirect their eyes to the theater. There's some folks who have seemed to be forgetting what's up. You gotta eat before anything else, right? So they conducted a survey, these guys. And so they found that 28.4% report they are better off than before the revolution. 46.9% say they are worse off. And 25.7% see no change. So then it says nearly one-third of Tunisians feel their personal situation is worse off than before the revolution. And only 14% feel it has improved. And this is continuing to quote them. Moreover, for many Tunisians, success of the revolution and achievement of democracy is measured in terms of bread, not freedom. The majority, over three quarters of Tunisians, agree with this statement. Quote, democracy may have its problems, but it's the best form of government, unquote. But when asked what democracy is, 32% said it means having access to basic necessities. It means, quote, the distribution of basic necessities, food, clothing, and shelter to all citizens. And then they conclude, they want to remind Tunisians, one of your largest sources of revenue, tourism, the revenues from tourism are down. And so think about this, Tunisians. Who butters your bread? And what is democracy if not the ability to actually exist? That's fundamental. So we see in this article that power taking note of this instability, what it would call an instability globally, states wanting sovereignty in Asia and in the Arab world, actual revolutions to achieve freedom defined variously. They want to make sure that they get in there quick and reclaim our eyes and reinsert their definitions in our minds. Democracy means having the necessities. And I believe we're going to hear this often until we reclaim our lives and the discussion becomes moot. This reminder that we can provide happiness. Happiness means you don't have to worry about the necessities. Happiness is freedom. Having the necessity. You know what I mean? You see the circularity of this logic. All roads must lead back to power. This is Plato's point. This is Bentham's point. The dudes, the power thought they had solved it, and then it all goes kapluful and, you know, things fall apart. And right now we're living in times where power is scrambling to sort of, you know, push it all back together again, you know, add a little glue, a little tape, pat it back into shape. So we have an opportunity that I'm really, really hoping we drive home in a single generation. Visions, their vision has spanned the generations, the centuries. Our vision can end their vision and then end the need for spanning centuries, because our vision means to live uncoerced.